For something that doesn't happen very often, you need to be prepared. For something so important, you need to listen to the experts. For something so consequential, you want to make sure you plan to go about it in the right way. I know you think I'm talking about putting on your special glasses at 1 o'clock tomorrow in the afternoon. But the eclipse is not the only thing that takes listening, preparation, and planning. Understanding what God wants us to do and then living that out also requires that. As vocations director for the Diocese of Dodge City, one of my goals is to make sure that what you want and what God wants for your life are the same thing. And what could be said about an individual could be said similarly about a parish. That's why I'm excited to announce this weekend that the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe has embarked on a pastoral planning process called Faith Forward. Its goal is to create a pastoral plan for the next 5 years of life at the cathedral. The prophet Isaiah said it quite well in our first reading. Observe and do, for my salvation is about to come. So observe and do. You see, the Israelites have just returned to Jerusalem after so many years in exile. And so they ask, well, what do we do next? Observe and do. And so our pastoral plan will come about from observing. Observing the guidance already given through Scripture and tradition. Observing how God speaks to us now. And observing how we can live that out. That's what this process is about. Listening to God. And listening to each other. Observing. Now I realize that creating a plan for the future can be daunting, tedious, messy, but it also can be exciting, especially if it helps us to see how best to use our energy, our talents, our resources to become disciples and to make disciples. But above all, the process of planning our future is very incarnational. You know, God could have just snapped his fingers and saved us. But instead, he chose to become one of us to save us. That's the incarnation. And ever since then, he has used human beings, imperfect human beings, to carry out his saving work. As St. Augustine said so well, God created us without us, but he will not save us without us. And so, as we plan for the future, our prayer is not so much that God would drop the plan from the sky. You can look up to the sky for other things, with the proper glasses, of course. Our prayer is not so much that God would drop our plan from the sky, but that he would open our minds to be better listeners to his will and enlighten our hearts to understand how to live it. And of course, my role is unique in that I'm the person that God has made your pastor for this period of time. That's why I ask you to pray for me, as I know that so many of you do. But every single one of you is part of the body of Christ. When the Israelites returned to Jerusalem in the first reading, one of the first reminders God gives them is that there are now people who are part of their community who were not part of their community when they left. And so whether you've been here at the cathedral for 5 months or 50 years, and whether you have 5 months or 50 years more here, every single one of you is part of the body of Christ. There will be a couple of key moments in the weeks to come where your input in this process will be very valuable. Please do all you can to help in those ways at those times. When something only happens once every several decades, you don't want to miss it. So go outside tomorrow if you want. But when something happens that has the potential to draw you and us closer to the Lord, then make it the object of your prayer and the object of your attention. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. If you'll please be seated.
My name is Amelia Martinez. I am married and I have 3 kids. I have been a member of the cathedral for over 20 years. I feel so excited to be part of Faith Forward.
Hello, my name is Dave Kelscher. I'm married, I have 3 daughters who all have attended Sacred Heart Catholic School, and together we have been members of the church since 2006. Along with Amelia, Father has asked that we serve as co-chairs, assisting him in the Faith Forward process that he spoke of today. We'd like to take a couple of minutes and explain how the process will play out over the next several months. One of our first tasks has been to organize how the process works. We've been working with a strategic planning team that Father has assembled to identify team captains and team members that might be willing to participate in the 6 ministries that will be examined in the Faith Forward process. We would humbly ask that if you're called to participate in one of these teams, you would give it prayerful consideration. We are also working to develop a schedule of activities, key dates, and provide information about the process to team members and interested parishioners. The discover phase of the process seeks input from everyone. It begins with the in-pew surveys that will be distributed at all masses next weekend. It includes online surveys that will be available on the church website, and it ends with open discussions that will be held on a Faith Forward Sunday, September 10th. We'd like to encourage everyone in the parish to participate in the Faith Forward Sunday. This is your time to share your thoughts and your dreams and to help the church leaders know what is important to you. This is the heart of the strategic planning process, for it's only through the participation of many that we can truly identify those strengths and weaknesses and opportunities to grow the stewardship pillars of a Catholic faith. The dream phase comes next. Here, the teams will review all of the parish feedback received in the discovery phase and identify the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to those ministries. This review is commonly called a SWOT analysis. This allows the dream phase to begin as we look to build upon our identified strengths, work to improve upon our weaknesses, and seize the opportunities around us. We hope to have the dream phase completed by mid-October. The dream phase transitions into the design phase as each ministry team submits their analysis in the form of a draft plan to the strategic planning team. Collectively, we will then work to design an overall 5-year strategic plan that will be presented to the parish council and to Father Wesley and Father Anish. We hope to have the design phase completed by mid-November. Finally, deployment of the 5-year strategic plan begins with review and adoption by the council and father. It will be introduced to the entire parish in the form of a Faith Forward Strategic Plan report. It may then serve as a pathway to help us become what our faith and our vision directs as we move into 2018 and beyond. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to assist you in this process. We look forward to working with the various teams and the good people of the Cathedral Parish. Thank you.
Thank you, Amelia. Thank you, Dave, for helping to guide our process of Faith Forward. Thanks to some of you others who have already agreed to help serve in these particular areas. In six key areas, we'll consider where God is calling us as a parish, in the areas of hospitality, prayer, formation, service, facilities, and finance. So again, if you could be a part of those key moments that are coming up, including the survey that we will complete together in the pews next weekend, an online, more in-depth survey available to everyone, and then our Faith Forward Sunday, which would be an invitation to all of you, I hope, the afternoon of September 10th. So I look forward to what God has in store for us and how we can grow together in that way.